Knowing that people who live alone rarely start to cook until they are hungry, and that time is of the essence, I've added to each recipe a rough guide to the time it will take. I've tried not to assume, as so many lightning cooks seem to do, that at the beginning of the recipe, you're waiting in running shorts with everything round you, stopwatch in hand, and ready to set a world record. I'm merely taking it that once you've started, you will proceed with all deliberate speed. Now, of course, I've not allowed for such things as the time it takes you to find the salt in the suitcase under the bed. One word of warning: if something is to taste delicious simply because it is cooked very, very slowly, you may ruin everything by turning up the gas and trying to hurry it. Cooking in a Bedsitter by Sue Tedder. Inspired by Cooking in a Bedsitter by Catherine Whitehorn. Episode 3. Green Pea Sandwiches.
Gurgled all the way home. When do we eat?
Oh, I'll start cooking as soon as I've finished my donut.
Moira?
I couldn't get away from the surgery till 5:20 to 6 because of Mrs. Absalom's abscess. Then I waited ages for the 52. Then I had to pop into the grocer's for breadcrumbs.
We have bread. Bread has crumbs.
Not proper orange ones.
Oh, you're doing something from Cooking in the Bedsitter?
I've moved on from egg casserole and fish spaghetti.
You've got sugar all over page 160. That means we're having, let's see, beef olives. My very first Whitehorn recipe.
Poor pets, de birth. I'm not sure where the breadcrumbs come in.
Cooking time, 1.5 hours. I'll have eaten my arm off by then, with an orange breadcrumb topping.
Well, it won't take long if I turn the gas up to really high.
Cooking doesn't work like that, Moira.
Why not?
Never mind. Right then, I'm having 5 Garibaldis as my hors d'oeuvres.
Well, why don't we keep the birth for tomorrow and have peas pudding on toast? It is Tuesday after all.
No! If I never eat peas fripping pudding on toasted fripping nimble again, it'll be too fripping soon.
Why are you being so horrible?
I'm not.
I am. Sorry.
Honestly, it's hardly my fault you behave like a spoiled brat at Robert's sister's party and flounced out like a prima donna and think it's their fault like a spoiled prima donna.
They all ignored me, except his aunt, who called me his common little piece. A, I'm not common. B, I'm a size 12, except at CNA where I'm a 14. And 3, I am no one's piece. Whatever that is.
You're not marrying his aunt. You're marrying Robert.
I'm not marrying Robert. He's just my boyfriend. A boyfriend.
Ah, but is he? How long will he wait if you don't return his calls or apologise for flouncing? You still hold a candle for Deepak.
Nonsense. I mean, that is such nonsense, Moira. Even though he's quite good looking and scoffed all my veiled country lass.
He has beautiful eyelashes. And I was pleasantly surprised by his lentils. But I made it quite clear to him that you're holding someone else's candle.
I'm not remotely interested in Deepak. I don't even know how to reach him, even if I wanted to. Which I don't. Not remotely.
Oh, you know where he works. Maybe doing some best pal things with your best pal will distract you.
Maybe. Oh, you and me. Sorry, I didn't... That sounds fab. Like what?
Trying on frocks at bazaar. Getting our makeup done at Derry and Tom's. Standing outside Paul McCartney's house. He doesn't mind if you're there all day, as long as you don't get too hysterical or decimate his flower beds. And Les Cousins.
Who's he?
Oh, it's a folk club.
Oh, you mean Les Cousins. Okay, Moira, you're on. And let's start tonight. Forget the paupière de bœuf. Let's treat ourselves to an international grill at the Wimpy Bar.
And a chocolate whipsy. And a brown derby for afters.
Did Deepak talk about me at all? You know, anything nice?
You do hold a candle. A whole ruddy candelabra.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on.
I haven't had a chance to ring, Mum. I've been busy.
And I've been in tenterhooks.
It went fine. How's Dad?
Fine? Fine? I'm going to need more than that, Pat, love.
I went to Guildford, I met Robert's family, then I came home. Is Dad still trying to get on the bowls team? He should blackmail the captain about that missing petty cash.
You know full well I want a blow-by-blow account. Did they like your pudding? Did they like you? Would you live in Guildford after the honeymoon or wait till you fall pregnant?
That last bit. You are joking, aren't you?
Of course I am, silly.
It was a triumph, especially the pudding. Everybody loved that I was the only one not in a cocktail dress, and I didn't ever feel like an out-of-place little twit from Harrow who wasn't good enough for their wonderful boy.
Pleased to hear it, Pat, love. Right then, your dad's in his shed? I'm all comfy on the telephone seat and compact doesn't start for 10 minutes. Tell me everything from the moment you arrived. Does their house have one of those long drives? I bet it does.
I'd love to, Mum, but I'm off out in a minute.
With Robert? He'll be taking you somewhere nice after you were such a hit with his parents.
He's sweeping me off to one of London's trendiest clubs for drinks with, Peter and Gordon. Oh, there's the doorbell. Love to Dad. Bye.
Are you going to be long, Tricia? Your Ovaltine's formed a skin.
What is it? Music's much That's jollier than in a alarm clock on a Saturday morning.
It's 7:05. Well, I thought you might have forgotten.
Forgotten what?
See? I have to work this morning, Mrs. Absalom's emergency root canal.
Mm-hmm. Send my regards.
Well, I'll be home by 1 to change out of my uniform. Then we can go to Derry and Tom's.
Derry and Tom's.
Got it. If we have our makeup done first, we'll look our best for Paul McCartney and Les Cousins. She said as if have I you got that, Tricia?
Walk, Derry and Cousins. Night, night. Walk tall,
walk straight.
Hello? Excuse me. Girl in the green cardigan. Hello?
I like coffee. I like tea. I like Claudette in with me. Oh, go on, Claudette. I went in with you.
Could I have a word?
Oh, I don't even like skipping.
I'm only here because Mum said to keep an eye on Terry.
We met a few weeks ago. Do you remember?
No.
My friend Deepak was showing me around. You had a nickname for him.
Oh, Mr. Teapot. Use girlfriend.
No, I'm still not. I don't know why people keep asking me.
All right, miss, keep your wig on.
Sorry. What's your name?
Julie.
The thing is, Julie, I just happened to be walking past.
Yeah.
And I wondered if Mr. Teapot was working here today, so I can say hi, if he is. Because I just happened to be walking past.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is?
Well, I ain't seen him. But if you ain't after him, it's no skin off yours, is it?
I suppose not. Oh well, thanks, Julie.
Oi, Terry! Mum said no climbing in your best pullover.
Little things that you do make me glad. I'm in love with you. Little things that you say.
Does this bus go to Marble Arch?
Yes, it does.
Tricia! Tricia! Oh. Wait!
Make up your mind, love. I retire next year.
Deepak, sorry. No, thanks.
Let me... I've run all the way from Rendell Street. I just need to... I was in the office patching up a kid and Julie said my girlfriend was looking for me. But when I came out, you'd gone.
I thought I'd say hi, on the off chance. I just happened to be passing.
Yes, she said. Sorry you missed your bus.
I don't need to be anywhere till 1.
Meeting Robert, I expect.
Moira, actually. We're having a best pals afternoon.
You don't sound thrilled.
Moira's a bulldozer. Easier to say yes and get flattened.
Oh, I know. She made me her odd job man, remember? So you won't feel like coming to Oxford with me?
When?
Now. I have the afternoon off and the use of my friend's Volkswagen. You'd be most welcome to join me.
Oh, I'd better not.
You'd rather be best pals with Moira. What does that entail exactly?
Screaming outside Paul McCartney's house, hoping our mascara's tear-proof.
If I tell you it would be 1,000 times more exciting than Deer Poof Mascara, will you come?
Can we go punting? And have a picnic and a cream tea?
If there's time.
Oh, I make a top-notch picnic.
You do? I remember the one in Brighton. But you mustn't disappoint Moira.
You're right. I mustn't.
Well, if you change your mind, I'll drive past your house at noon.
I won't. I can't. What colour Volkswagen?
I quite understand. Red with a green bonnet.
Some suggested sandwich fillings. Liver sausage and cucumber. Mock pate. Egg and anchovy and western salad. See page 110. For green pea sandwiches, cook some peas and drain. Mash with a fork. Beat in some cream, a carton of double cream if possible. Spread thickly on thin slices of brown bread and butter and roll up.
Whose car is this?
My housemate's. Rod and I were at med school together. He still is.
Why is the bonnet green?
Someone did the Watusi on his previous bonnet after finals.
He likes Karamak, judging by all the wrappers.
I'm a Milky Bar man myself. Rod and I disagree on many things.
What? Like fruit gums or pastels?
He's a Tory. He hates Harold Wilson and everything the Labour Party stands for. What do you think, Trisha?
Me? Crikey, I don't know. My dad votes Liberal, my mum votes Conservative.
Well, how do you vote?
I've never bothered.
That's not good, Trisha. That is really very bad.
I don't see why.
Everyone should have the right to vote and use it. Do you think Negroes should not be allowed to vote? Maybe women too.
Of course not. I like Barbara Castle.
That's a start, I suppose.
Oh, don't be so patronising. You're not the only one who thinks things round here.
This is the year I hope to do more than think them. I can't be Mr. Teapot forever.
Oh, I think it's sweet.
This is not the year to be sweet. What about the Vietnam War? What about the race hatred in America and right here under our very noses? Martin Luther King started something that cannot be stopped. But I am no use to him in an adventure playground or serving butter chicken in my uncle's restaurant. That's why we're going to Oxford. You'll see.
You said we could go punting.
I said if there's time.
But I made green pea sandwiches.
Green pea sandwiches?
Catherine Whitehorn said to add cream, but only had sandwich spread. And I made coffee balls for after.
Oh, I won't ask what's in them.
I don't know what's so funny. What's so funny? Sweet food.
Marylebone 6794.
Pat, love, it's your mother.
Sorry, this is Moira. Sorry.
Oh, well, can't be helped. Could you put her on, please?
She isn't here, I'm afraid. But, of course, I'm the last to know.
Know what?
Derry and Toms, Paul McCartney. Why do what you promised with your best pal when you can leave a scribbled note on the kitchen table and swan off instead? You can lead a horse to water, all right, but if she won't let you let her drink, then what?
Hello? Am I still connected to Moira? Is this a party line?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Stapleton. I'm just a little put out, that's all. It's not the first time your daughter's let me down.
That doesn't sound like her.
Well, last time was... Oh, no, not to worry. It's really not my business to say.
Say what? Spit it out, Moira. It's my tuppence paying for the call.
Well, Lee said soonest mended. All I will say, though, is that his Christian name... Well, rather his first name begins with a D.
Whose name?
And ends with Epoch.
Epoch? G-Puck? From across the landing?
He has nice eyelashes. He's good with lentils and he glued down our lino. But it wouldn't work, would it? Of course not. Trisha needs to apologise to Robert for flouncing and put Deepak behind her.
Apologise for what?
She's got two gift horses to not look in the mouth. But one of them isn't a gift horse, is he? She should hang on to the one who is and not look him in the mouth.
I see.
And not let her best pal down either, who was really looking forward to today, especially Les Cousins.
Oh, don't tell me there's a third chap on the scene, Moira. I couldn't bear it.
We don't want your bloody war.
Why didn't you tell me we were coming here to do this?
I knew you'd say no, and I didn't want you to.
I mightn't have.
We're here to protest the Vietnam War.
Well, yes, Deepak, I've worked that out from all the placards. Why Oxford, though?
The anti-war movement's really gaining traction here. We want to show Harold Wilson that Britain must not offer support to LBJ. You do know who LBJ is.
Of course I do. We've got him as a double-page pin-up in next week's Stella. Joke, Deepak. I have actually heard of the American president. Don't just read newspapers for the fashion tips.
You may be young, gay, and get ahead, but you're not very worldly.
This is what you were like when we first met, treating me like a silly little girl from the suburbs. I honestly hope we both might have grown up a bit since then.
I don't think you're silly.
You laughed at my silly picnic, and you're right. I wouldn't have bought it if I'd known I was trying to stop a war. Need a lot more green pea sandwiches to do that.
I should have told you.
Yes, you should.
If you'd rather go home, I can drive you to Oxford Station.
Stop deciding for me what I think, how I feel. Just stop. Stop. Stop the war. Stop the war. Stop the war. Is this worldly enough for you?
You're amazing, Trisha Stapleton.
I want a placard. Where do I get one from?
They're handing them out over there. Come on.
Stop the war. Stop the war.
You really didn't expect me to have an opinion, did you?
You're amazing and surprising.
Excuse me, please, officer. We'd like to get a placard.
Sorry, sweetheart. Not this way, you can't.
But it's a public highway.
And you're causing a breach of the peace. Off you toddle before I have you arrested. There's a good girl.
Come on, Trisha. Let's go another way.
First you patronise me, and then he does. Flippant cheek.
Word of advice, sweetheart. Leave this anti-war nonsense to the great unwashed. And find yourself a nice English boyfriend while you're at it.
Dare you? Deepak, did you hear what you just said? Go on then. Arrest me for causing a breach of the peace.
Don't listen to her, officer. It's my fault for bringing her.
She can speak for herself, thank you very much. And if she decided to sit down right here, would that get her arrested?
I wouldn't if I was you.
Come on, everyone. Let's all sit down and have a nice sing-song. We shall overcome. Well, sit down then. Joan Baez is depending on us.
Trisha, aren't you taking this a bit far?
Well, do you want this war stopped or don't you? We shall overcome. Come on, loud enough to be heard by LBJ in the USA.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome.
I wouldn't have minded being arrested. I wouldn't, Deepak. Hey, you could have brought me a naan bread with a file snuggled inside.
I would have minded. It's my job to take care of you.
Oh, because I'm too silly to take care of myself.
Oh, don't start that again. You made a scene to make a point. I'm impressed.
So am I. Didn't think I had it in me.
Lucky for you, that policeman was a decent chap. He could see you're no political agitator.
He said I reminded him of his daughter, and he liked the green pea sandwich.
They're surprisingly tasty. Your Brighton picnic was also very good. Just before it went very bad between us.
I am so sorry, Deepak. And it shouldn't have taken me nearly a year to say that.
To be racially abused by total strangers is water off a dog's back. But to be dismissed by your parents, who should trust your judgment and respect your independence, that made me extremely sad.
You say I'm unworldly. Who do you think I got it from? Mum and Dad think Chinese food is a communist plot.
Mine think all Englishmen are James Bond. In some ways, I'm grateful to your parents.
Oh, they don't deserve it.
They reminded me to be me. To reevaluate my priorities. To stop being something I wasn't. What are their names?
Len and June.
I toast you with lemonade, Len and June. Thank you for helping me to find my way forward. Come on, toast Len and June.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Len and June. I had my fingers crossed. What are your plans, then?
I'm going to America. I will stay with my uncle. He has even offered to pay 50% of my plane ticket.
The uncle from the restaurant?
That's Uncle Manish in Westbourne Grove. This is Uncle Hitesh in San Diego. I have many uncles. I want to help the good guys.
To save the world.
That should be easy peasy.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. My plan is to distribute green pea sandwiches to all the politicians, and they will soon see the error of their ways. If they don't, I will carpet bomb them with coffee balls. And you? What are your plans?
I don't know. I like my job. I even like living with Moira, the human bulldozer.
You will marry Robert and have lots of babies.
Who knows?
You said his family made you feel out of place.
I didn't stick up for myself. I was unworldly. But I'll take their bad behaviour as a helpful nudge. As the famous poet said, it's my life and I'll do what I want. It's my mind and I'll think what I want.
Most profound. Robert Browning?
Eric Burdon. This last coffee ball in the glove compartment. Thank God for lending you his car.
He might not find it for months, and I will be long gone.
He can tear you off a strip when you get back.
He will have a long wait. I'm not coming back.
Don't be silly, Deepak. You can't stay there.
My uncle Hitesh did. He runs a small import business. He's offered me a job.
I don't understand.
I don't want to return to Delhi, and I have nothing to keep me in London. But I have much to pull me to America. The job is just to get the right papers to become an American citizen. I want to help the civil rights movement. I know I could be useful, even in my modest way.
In a small import business?
I shall join the Medical Committee for Human Rights. They need doctors, even just medical students like me, to help in clinics, to show how unequal healthcare is in such a rich country. All that studying will not be wasted. My parents will be so proud.
I see.
You don't think I should do it?
It's not for me to say.
Isn't it?
Of course not.
There is nothing to keep me in London. Unless you know different.
You sound very determined to stop being Mr. Teapot and change the world. I can't stop you.
And you have plenty to keep you in London. Your exciting job, your happy future.
I do? I do. Robert, you mean?
You will make a good life for yourself, Tricia. He's a lucky man. These wipers are very loud. You like some music?
Okay.
Bacon, the great standby. Bacon and eggs, liver and bacon and tomatoes. No need to introduce it. No need either to buy back bacon when streaky is so good. A bit of bacon improves almost any casserole. It gives that extra pep to vegetable dishes. Perhaps I'd better get on with the recipes before I become too lyrical.
That smells heavenly.
Bacon, the great standby. A bit of bacon improves almost any casserole. It gives that extra pep to vegetable dishes.
You've made enough to feed an army.
Well, I thought you might be hungry when you got back from wherever you've been.
Oxford. With a friend. And now you say which friend, and I say none of your business, and we have a row. Well, off you go, Moira.
Your comings and goings are your own affair. Would you like some Dixie casserole? I put in an extra hard-boiled egg. I hope your yolk doesn't have a grey halo.
Why are you being so nice? Why aren't you tearing me off a strip?
You had other plans. And I shouldn't have counted my chickens before they chicked.
I can see you went to Derry and Tom's. That blue eyeshadow really suits you.
And I tried on dresses in Bazaar and chatted to some other Pawley fans outside his house. Honestly, some of them are bonkers. Crying, screaming. Give the poor man some privacy.
Did you go to Les Cousins?
No, but I had a fab day anyway.
Did you? Really?
Well, obviously I was annoyed with you for letting me down. I was hopping furious, actually, but it all came right in the end.
Paul McCartney took you out for dinner at the Ritz and said Jane Asher is getting the elbow?
Well, I treated myself to a Bender brunch at the Wimpy Bar, and I got chatting to a nice man called Malcolm from Airdrie. He's just moved to London. He admired my eyeshadow. Then he treated me to a chocolate whipsy and he took my phone number, and we're going to Les Cousins next week to see a folk singer called Paul Simon, whoever he is when he's at home.
So, I'm forgiven?
Don't be a clot. Of course you are. There's just one thing. Your mum's rung 9 times. You might want to phone her back.
Have you got something to tell me?
I don't know. Have I?
Oh, don't come the cheeky monkey with me, miss. I know.
I'm not sure what you're getting at.
That man. You know. Are you serious about him? We have a right to know.
I wasn't sure at first. I had my doubts. Is the culture clash too big? Are we too different? But now I know. He's most definitely the chap for me.
Oh, Pat, love. It could all end in tears.
If you meet him, you'll see. I want you and Dad to come for lunch next Sunday.
Your father won't like it. What will they talk about?
Let's see. Cars, cricket, Alec Douglas Hume?
Your Indian chap?
No, Robert, of course. I want you to meet him. I think he's the one.
The key to entertaining the folks back home is to lay emphasis on neatness and foods that are wholesome and don't smell. And to avoid trying to impress them with your knowledge of un-English cooking. For their benefit, I've included one or two things like Lancashire hot pot. And if ever you're going to make a steamed pudding, now is the time.
Cooking in a Bedsitter by Sue Tedden, Trisha was played by B.T. Edmondson, Deepuk by Nikesh Patel, and Moira by Isabella Inchbald. June was Ellie Darville, Julie Abby Andrews, and the policeman Neil McCall. Extracts from Catherine Whitehorn's Cooking in a Bedsitter were read by Eleanor Bronn. The director was Emma Harding.
Well, there's Robert.